I want to begin today by giving you an observation. Now, this is, I've met thousands, tens of thousands of people in my life as a minister and as a leader, as a pastor, here at Christian Leaders Ministries, and I got to know thousands of people and talk long conversations. And you know, when you have someone who has a great attitude, when someone who has a blaming, shaming, complaining attitude. And I've noticed some unique characteristics that I would say applies in every case that I can think of. And I'm sort of a philosopher, so I am making theories and I'm observing and all of these things about life. And here's one of the things I've noticed, that people who have great attitudes forgive others of their wrongs and truly forgive them and move on into a new reality. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. That would make sense. A bitter root would definitely hurt a great attitude, a positive and uplifting attitude. What is a bitter root? A bitter root is when someone has hurt you, someone has offended you, that offense goes deep into your heart. And when you think about that person, you think negative emotion. You don't see them as a fellow image bearer of God who has a sinful nature, and because of that sinful nature, it causes them to selfishly act even against you. You think of them as, that is my enemy, and what they've done to me is unforgivable. That is a bitter root. How do you get rid of bitter roots? Well, first of all, realize that you have been forgiven. 1 John 2, verse 12, I want to write you, dear children, because of your sins have been forgiven on account of His name. It's the gospel. Earlier, we said the foundation of a great attitude is to know that your sins are forgiven, that Jesus rose from the dead, the gospel. But that core is very practical, too, in real time, in real life, with real names. But to understand how to forgive them, your real name, your real core, needs to understand that you have been forgiven. There are so many amazing stories in the Bible about this, like the story of the ungrateful servant who has a huge debt, and he goes to the master. Jesus tells the story, and the master forgives his debt. And then there he has another person, another servant of this servant, who's his servant, so down the chain of servanthood and whatnot. And there's a small debt, and he won't forgive that debt. And the master comes and sees this wicked servant who's not forgiving a debt, and then says, hey, I forgave you big. You can't even forgive little. And that's the truth. If we start comparing our wrongs to someone else and don't take responsibility that we have offended God and others, and that we have been forgiven, and then taking the truth, the spiritual truth of that, and start applying it to every relationship in our life, that is walking in the gospel. Forgiveness is ongoing. You see, it's interesting, real quick, it's interesting to think about, okay, right now I'm just going to clear the deck on everything. But no, forgiveness is ongoing. To stay in a positive attitude space, a uplifting, a great attitude space, our sins stay forgiven in real time. 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So, remember, our sins in real time continue to be forgiven by God as we confess our sins. There is a real time nature of this. So, it creates in us the lifestyle of forgiveness. Jesus said, if your brother offends you, how many times do you forgive him? And 70 times, not just 7 times. So you do see, it's not like Cain in Genesis 7 times, it's 77 times. It's the point is it's an ongoing lifestyle. Forgiveness is your lifestyle. Colossians 3 verse 13. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. So is that your lifestyle? Do you have a series of bitter roots? Do you have a garden filled with weeds? If you want to cultivate a great attitude, uprooting those bitter roots is essential, because that lack of forgiveness will drag you down. Now, somebody may say, well, do you forgive an abuser? And I want to be really clear. Boundaries are very important. If someone is abusing you, don't be around them to be abused. Forgive them and change your situation if you are able. Move on to a different situation. Now, I'm going to be clear about something here. I mean, many people live their life in their situation because they're protecting others, and it's difficult. And I understand that, a mother protecting her children and then figuring out a way to create boundaries. It gets messy. We read that in Galatians 6 verse 1, brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself that you may also be tempted. Keep blessed boundaries that serve the offender so to not offend and keep you focused on more productive pursuits. Now, what do I mean by that? Is don't stay in abusive situations. If it is in your power to change that, yet pray for the abuser, create new boundaries, but walk in the lifestyle of forgiveness. There's that fine line. Now, somebody may say, so are you saying just forgive the abuser and stay in that situation? No. I'm saying is understand that people who offend, they will be in your life, and the offenders themselves need Jesus Christ. You know, the gospel is about this. We are called to reach the whole world. The whole world, many in the world don't know the Lord, and they are the offenders. We are called to reach them. But we're also called not to be influenced by them. See, notice the boundary. So while we reach them, we don't do as they do. Their abusive attitudes of sin, we don't hang around. That's a boundary. But if someone abuses us, of course, we do not just hang around there. However, we pray. We strategize in our heart and mind on how to restore that person gently. Now, this truth is a truth that can be dangerously understood, where you can take, you know, let go of responsibility here or blame it on Pastor Henry for talking like this. Don't take it this way. All I know is live a lifestyle of forgiveness, where even the abusers are prayed for and loved, where boundaries are created, there are blessed boundaries that serve both the abusers and you and Christ and others and all of those that God has put in your life. So, to develop a great attitude is to become a person of forgiveness. So, here's my assignment. If you haven't thought this through yet, who are you bitter against? Who needs to be forgiven by you? How can your garden be cleared out of the weeds that you may thrive in the fruit of the joy of life in Jesus Christ?